This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot.
I'm not happy with what Putin's doing. He's killing a lot of people, and I don't know what the hell happened to Putin.
Anger from President Trump tonight at Vladimir Putin for Russia's unrelenting rocket attacks on Ukraine.
I've known him a long time, always gotten along with him, but he's sending rockets into cities and killing people, and I don't like it at all, okay?
Trump has said he's concerned that Putin is tapping him along, ignoring his work toward securing a ceasefire. Trump arrived tonight back in D.C., where some in his own party are rejecting his so-called Big Beautiful Bill that passed the House. Wisconsin's Ron Johnson on CNN says it will bust the budget.
I think we have enough to stop the process until the president gets serious about spending reduction and reducing the deficit.
Other Republicans are worried about how voters will react to kicking people off Medicaid. Pope Leo, once a Chicagoan, declared today, "I am Roman," as he completes formalities to become bishop. This is ABC News. Well, over 200 flights are now delayed at Denver International. It's more than three-fourths of all the flights there in the past 4 hours. People turned out nationwide to mark the fifth anniversary of the murder of a black man, George Floyd, by a white cop, Derek Chauvin, in Minneapolis. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
In Houston, where George Floyd grew up, civil rights attorney Ben Crump spoke alongside relatives.
That knee on George Floyd's neck was like the knee on Black America's neck. And we all are struggling to breathe.
Despite the Trump administration moving to drop court-approved agreements to enforce police reform.
It does not change the reality that we are committed to rebuilding this police department.
So citizens can trust it, says Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara.
Looks like a record take at the box office this Memorial Day weekend. Huge opening for the new Disney Lilo and Stitch movie, $145 million. Disney is our parent company. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies in there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Welcome to MaxSync Radio. This is Jane on the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, coming up, we have a double dip from Fat Function and a couple songs from Power Takeoff and Take Back the Sun, plus some other really awesome, wonderful music right after now.
Such beauty. Sync Radio, radio for the people.
I know to Chicago, Miss Maddie starts calling me. She don't even ask if I miss her. With open arms, she'll always be. Meet me at the bar on State Street. We'll talk about the funky scene. With people everywhere, breathing in the air, dancing like they just don't care. No, no. Turn the key and hope for ignition. And the rubber's gonna hit the road. I'm tired and I don't have a penny, but that's okay, cause I'm heading home. Dreaming of a night on the terrace. The moon's gonna light the stage. The Joker's in the main. Joker's got it made. I wanna play the Peachtree game. No, no. Down south to Miami, I wandered over to LA. I look up in the sky and I'm dreaming of Miss Maddie so far away. Now how you gonna dance with no music? You can't sing if there ain't a song. I call her on the phone, says she's all alone. The function's on the way back home.
Coming out of the double dip with Fat Function. Now, that's some funky music, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, Fat Function. They're one of my favorite bands. They go back probably, you know, 20, 25 years here in Madison, since the, at least the late 90s. And that was Miss Madison. I love that song. It's kind of, you know, got some good Madison vibes to it.
Right.
And, you know, I've been telling you, tonight we have been previewing Atwood Fest. And
guess what? What?
Fat Function is coming to Atwood Fest
this year. When are they going to be there?
All right. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. They're going to be before VO5.
No way.
So it's going to be Fat Function into VO5. I think it's just going to be an unbelievable night.
You're going to be partying all night. Like, you got to get your good dancing shoes on.
And, you know, now, Clyde Stubblefield stage, that's our big stage. And on Sunday, we have, of course, we kick it off with Steely Dan every year, playing the music of Steely Dan, all-star musicians here from Madison. But Kelsey Miles, she is down. She was here, real popular artist, and she moved down to Kansas City. She's a professor down there. And she's coming up here in the summer, and we're going to see her with her full band. It's like a 9 or 10-piece band.
No, what's her band like?
Oh, they're great. Just, you know, all local musicians that are top notch, very, you know, bluesy, very rhythm and blues. Just a awesome voice.
It sounds like my kind of thing.
It is good. And then after her will be Parker Barrow, which we talked about last hour.
Oh, yeah, who we just heard
hour.
At the 7 o'clock double
That's
dip.
Right. And then the Brothers Almanac. Now, they're a Allman Brothers tribute band from Minneapolis.
Oh, wow. I hope they do the full whipping post as God intended.
Oh, you know, I'm sure that they will. They have two drummers.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, they're pretty authentic. I was really impressed with them. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of Armchair Boogie?
Sounds familiar.
Kind of a bluegrass band here. They're pretty big. But guitar player Ben Majeska, he actually plays with a band called Wonder Funk. And we're going to bring Wonder Funk over to the Luther Allison stage for Atwood Fest. Now, remember, Atwood Fest, we're going to release the Atwood Fest schedule sometime on Monday. So while you're eating brats and drinking beer, you'll have to check atwoodfest.com for
it. Yeah, stay tuned. Like, I can't wait to see it myself. Like, judging by everything I've heard so far, I know it's going to be one heck of a fest.
You know, we were voted by the MAMA Awards last year as the best festival venue.
Makes sense.
Let's see. Hey, we have some brand new music right here on Max Inc. Radio. A couple of weeks ago, we had Power Takeoff live in the Lair, and that features Ethan Schluter and Scott Tice from the Weisenheimers. Ethan Schluter, of course, is Paul Schluter's son, and they have a brand new single out right now. May 25th, they'll be playing at the Corkdown Saloon in Blanchardville. June 7th, Schulzberg Legion on tour with the Cattlemen. And they keep going on tour with the Cattlemen. June 14th at the Anchor Inn in Lakeside and Poinette. June 20th, the Dirty Turtle in New Lisbon. I want to go to the Dirty Turtle. That sounds like an interesting
Is that like
place.
A companion to the Tipsy Cow?
It could be. The cousin. June 21st at the Keg in Wisconsin Dells. Right now, let's listen to brand new from the Power Takeoff. This is Revolution. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shine the day is shadows trapped within a mundane life. She's withered and longing for a world that's right. I'm lost in the crowd. I'm something around in this river of time. I will slowly drown. I wasted so much time on things that don't make sense to me. Thank you.
Yeah, that is Morningstar. That is brand new from them. That is their brand new single. That will be dropping Friday, June 20th. So we're going to hear on Max Inc. Radio before you can hear it anywhere else. Song Free, it's written by Amber, the singer of Morningstar. It's about the same content as her personal development book, Unleashed. Been there, rocked that guide to radical authenticity.
That sounds pretty cool. Are they going to be playing anywhere soon?
They are going to be playing at Rockfest in Cadott.
And where would that be?
That is Cadott, Wisconsin, kind of up in the, kind of by Black River Falls, upper west part of the state. Cadott, Rockfest in July. That is Morningstar. Before that, we heard Take Back the Sun, Ubiquity, and they are a finalist in Rockonson, Whammy finalist for the Rising Star this year. And they're playing Summerfest on June 27th in the finalist competition for Rock Onsen at their Aurora Pavilion stage. That's going to be at 1:45. So that's pretty cool. Take Back the Sun. They've really been hitting it good.
And those are a bunch of high schoolers.
That's right.
I could not tell at all.
Really?
Really.
Yeah, it's just amazing how kids these days are, you know, lights ahead where I was when I was like 16. I wasn't even thinking of it. I wasn't even playing drums when I was 16. I didn't start playing drums until I was 19.
Yeah. Music's become a lot more accessible these days, and I'm so glad for that because you get to hear so much cool new stuff now.
And let's see. We have coming up right now. We still have coming up Where's the Key? They're here in the studio. We're going to be talking to them in a minute, hearing some new songs. Right now, let's check out Abaddon's End. This is their brand new song. World This Cold, they won Best Song last year, Video last year, and same thing this year. They've repeated in the Whammies. Award-winning band, Abaddon's End. They're going on a cruise, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I remember that I was here last week.
Yeah, they're going to be gigging on a cruise from Tampa Bay to Mexico. That sounds like a lot of fun. Let's check it out right now. Abaddon's End, brand new, World This Cold. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Distractions they're creating. I want you for all for you. chips, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's patio time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyElfLounge.com.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com. Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Where is the key? That is Idol. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker here with Jane. And right now we have Where is the Key in the studio. Founded in 2023, Where is the Key is an alternative metal band out of Madison, originally a four-piece band. The band has trimmed down and will continue as a power trio. Where is the Key is here in the studio with us tonight to tell us about some of their upcoming shows, a premiere song that they're releasing June 13th, and the Mad Moto Farm. Tyler, Isaac, Will, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Give me a test on that mic. I want to make sure it works.
Check.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. And, you know, one of you guys I know is with the Aaron Weber Group. What do you know about his socks?
He does not have the same socks on every day. They're always mismatched.
Every day?
Every day.
Even just, you know, he comes into work and he's got different socks.
Absolutely.
Wow. That guy is crazy. We love him here at Max Inc. Radio. For our listeners who may not be familiar, tell us about your band, Where is the Key? Where does the name come from?
Yeah, so I think we were here 6 months ago talking, but a lot of people like hearing this story. Isaac and I were in England, right outside of Shakespeare's house.
Wow.
And we were visiting a friend that has a little son. The son was obsessed with our hotel room key.
Yeah.
So he is a little Czechoslovakian boy. So he kept saying, "Where is the key? Where is the key?" So Isaac and I would just mimic that, and that's kind of where we got our band name from. So we pulled it from there.
You know, how did you guys get together? It's been a couple of years now.
Yeah, so originally Isaac and I went to school together down in Blackhawk in South Wayne, Wisconsin. We started playing together, I don't know, about 10 years ago, would you say?
Yeah, probably.
In one of our friends' basement. We both learned how to play drums from Mauro Magellan.
Oh, yeah. Georgia Satellite.
Exactly. Yeah. Keep your hands to yourself. So, yeah.
Nice. Wow, that's pretty cool.
And I picked up guitar because Isaac was too stubborn to not do anything else. And we would just write songs in our basement. There might be a song that we played tonight that was the first song we wrote in the basement. And we just kind of went from there. We picked up a singer last year, but we didn't have a bassist. And that's when we found Will. We played a Facebook Live, and he was, you know, slapping bass along to our Facebook Live, wanting to be in the band, and that's how we picked him up. So we were a four piece. Unfortunately, our singer left last year. We got another singer. They unfortunately left as well. So now we're sticking as a three piece.
So who's singing?
Will and I, and Isaac has said yeah on the new song coming out.
Wow. So, That's pretty brave. I mean, you know, because like for me, I'm a drummer. I don't sing.
Yeah,
you're never going to want to hear me sing. You know, it's just going to be the way it is. So I admire somebody who can come out and say and take the place of the singer. That's a pretty tough job to do. Shows coming up, they include Rowdies in Monroe on June 7th, Studio 301 in Portage on June 12th, and July 4th, you're at Summerfest.
Yeah.
And Red Rooster, Madison, July 11th. Tell us about your upcoming summer. It sounds pretty full.
Yeah, so I think we added a few more dates that will also be at Rock and Wrestling up in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Which
What's that?
It's a awesome day full of local wrestling and local rock and metal bands. So they'll have Hornswoggle, who's been on the WWE. He'll be up there, and I think there's another wrestler that's been on AEW wrestling there, too. So it's it's a full day of food trucks, wrestling, and rock music put on by Freak Toys Toy Collectibles. So it's pretty cool. One of our favorite shows to play each year.
Does that have a website, do you know?
It does. You can follow them. I'm pretty sure it's freaktoys.com. Otherwise, you can look at their Facebook or check out the Where's the Key Facebook because we are posting about it as well.
That's in Sheboygan. What was it called again?
Rockin' Wrestling.
Wow. What else you got going on that we don't know about yet?
We'll also be at X-Ray Arcade at the end of August, and then there is Well, we'll be at, who else will we be with? Unbroken, I believe.
Unbroken, Inherit the Earth.
Cool. And then we'll also have a cancer benefit that we just got put on July 26th as well. So there's quite a bit of things we just put on within the last week.
Wow, you guys are cranking it out. Let's see. Tell us about playing Summerfest. I mean, what stage, what day are you going to be there?
So it'll be July 4th on the Tiki Bar stage. We'll be there noon to 1:30. So we'll be playing all of our songs, some cool instrumentals, maybe a cover or two, but really filling our space. Everclear will be there later that day.
Oh, yeah.
So they're always fun to see. So we'll stop out and see them later. But there's other local bands that we like to play with that'll be with us as well.
Wow, that is very cool. Summerfest coming up July 4th. Tell me about the Mad Farm Moto.
Yeah, so Mad Farm Moto and Music originally started as just a dirt bike track outside my house. And I fixed the barn up and then joined a band. And I was like, well, let's have a big party. And
how it happens.
Yeah, it just turned into a big music festival. This is the, fourth show that we just had last weekend. We had 20 bands, probably 300 people stopped out, camping, food truck.
Where is this farm?
Just south of Madison, 15 minutes by Brooklyn, Wisconsin.
Wow.
It's literally right where the Luke Bryan concert's going to be this year.
Are people cruising around riding bikes on the track while people
there
are jamming?
There was this year, and I had to shut that down real quick because somebody parked on the track, and then the guy jumped over a jump and then had to lay down the bike to not crash into somebody's car. So,
oh, it always takes one, right? One bad apple. Oh, geez. So you have them multiple times per year, though, not just once, right?
Yep, spring and fall. Our next one is October 10th and 11th. Who knows, maybe it'll be a 10th, 11th, 12th if we get a little more wild with it. But I think there's going to be a lot of artists out there too.
So. Yeah, that's what you were saying, right? What kind of artists?
So a lot of like painting artists, Quick Trippy comes out. Sounds like maybe some belly dancing or some fire breathing people.
Oh, performance art as well, huh?
Yeah. So
fire breathing?
Yeah.
Yep. Is that against code?
Nope, not where I'm at.
Will's a firefighter too, so.
Yep. Oh, that's good.
We also had a mime out there last October too, so maybe the mime will come out again.
Yep, and that'll be big costume contest too.
Oh, really? Like what kind of contest? Just anything you want to come
anything
as?
Anything you want to do, yep. All the bands dress up, and it just makes it a really fun experience.
Wow, so now the show, the stage is in a barn?
It's in a barn. There's two stages. You've got the top level of the barn for more of the big bands, and then while they're loading in and out, you go downstairs, and it's more like chill, acoustic, or any sort of band, I guess. We have everything out there.
Wow. How much does it cost to get in?
$20.
Wow. $20. And how many bands do you have?
20 bands is what we had this time.
$1 band. That's a good deal.
Pretty cheap. Can't even get a dollar beer anymore.
Just a celebration of local music.
Wow. Well, you'll have to keep us posted about your lineup for the October show.
For sure.
We'll be interested to hear that. Tell us how we can keep up with Mad Farm Moto online.
I'd say the best way is Facebook or Instagram. Just look up Mad Farm Moto and Music. Or if you search Google, I'll try to post on there every once in a while in the picture section or something.
Nice. And you guys are coming out with singles. Is this part of an album, or are you just releasing singles these days? What's your strategy?
Yeah, so at least on the streaming apps, we'll be releasing singles. We will have a full album coming out. We have 10 songs ready to go. We just have to do some finishing touches on them. We have one that'll be available on June 13th. That you'll be able to hear tonight after this.
Oh, nice. So, yeah, we get it first.
So
the CD or vinyl, or how will you guys kind of release that?
So we're thinking about doing CD and vinyl for this.
Oh, nice.
Just as a kind of a compilation. We're still talking about, you know, having some hidden tracks on the vinyl and CD that we aren't necessarily releasing online. So, you know, people that do buy the physical albums will have extra things that they can listen to.
Wow. Very cool. How do we keep up again with Where's the Key online?
Yeah. So we're pretty active on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Each one of us runs a different social media app. So there's different types of posts on every app. We do a lot of dumb skits too. So you can check those out as well. But just search for Where's the Key on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, and you can find us there.
Did the little boy ever find the key?
He did get it from me a couple times, which was not good because then we couldn't get back in the hotel. So.
And Tyler and Isaac have some pretty good acting skills. So if you look at those skits, I don't know, somebody really out in the show business might be looking for them.
Let's get him go viral. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. You can see Where's the Key shows coming up at Rowdy's in Monroe on June 7th, Studio 301 in Portage on June 12th, July 4th at Summerfest, of course, and the Red Rooster coming up in Madison on July 12th. For all the other stuff, just find Where's the Key on Facebook or search them on Google. You'll find some good stuff there. We have a brand new single that you guys are putting out, and you were just saying it's not going to be out for a little while yet, but it's called Bullet in the Head. I mean, you used to be such nice boys. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, so we're the type of people that we write songs that don't necessarily have meanings, and you can make the meaning yourself. So it's a pretty heavy song. I would like to interpret it in a way that, you know, you just, you know, you might have a bullet in your head. You still go through life, right? Oh. You still have to wake up. You still have to go to work. You still got to do this.
Like despite the bullet in your head.
Exactly. So I look at it like that. Other people can look at it with in whatever way they want to. But yeah, we kind of don't necessarily have meanings when we're writing songs. Like I think today we were writing a song about, opening a beer and then driving your car around, which isn't a good idea at all. So we might have to scrap that. We'll see. So it's just the way the words came together.
Well, it's like Fiddler on the Roof, right?
You know,
the Fiddler on the Roof. He was just trying to make a living.
Exactly.
But he's standing on a roof, trying to maintain his balance, right? Well, let's take a listen. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Where is the Key? Right now we have their brand new song, Bullet in the Head. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Wake up in the morning, have yourself some sleep. Can you hear the echoes of all that lies beneath? Yeah. Wake up in the morning with a bullet in your head. Go up, face the world just like that.
It's different. It's a different experience, that's for sure.
So you wake up in the morning, have yourself some tea.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people that make this one.
Sifting through the shadows.
Should you hear that?
Of all you'd ever be. Just like the walking dead.
Wake up in the morning with a bullet in the head. That is Where's the Key. That was so awesome. Thanks, guys, for coming in. Thank you to Taylor Sherrick. Thank you to Ian Marsden and the No Limit guys. A good show tonight.
And thank you to Terry Barr.
And Terry Barr. Yep, she hung out. That was a lot of fun having her back. And thank you, Jane.
You're welcome.
It's been a great show. Next week we'll have, of course, another great show. I don't even know who's in the studio, who's in here next week, but we were previewing Atwood Fest.
Oh, yeah.
And Paige Kleber, she is going to be playing at Atwood Fest on the Sugar Maple stage on Saturday, July 28th. You know, she won Rising Star Whammy Award this year. She's 11 years old.
11?
11 years old. That's right. She played right here in Lair a couple months back.
I really wish I was there for that. That's something I need to see.
Yeah, Paige Cleaver. She has her glue stick tribe, which is all of her fans. They're called glue sticks. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So check atwoodfest.com for previews. After Hours with Rob Roberts is coming next, but we have one more song tonight by Newski. And if we're going to break up, let's make it forever. He's playing June 1st, the 41st Annual Locust Street Festival in Milwaukee, June 20th at Winnetka Festival in Winnetka, and June 27th at Summerfest. Right now, Brett Newski, if we're going to break up, let's make it forever. Maxinc Radio, we are local music.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. President Trump is back in D.C. acknowledging that what he refers to as his one big beautiful bill might need some serious tweaking. Some in his own party are saying it goes too far. Some say not far enough. ABC's Selena Wang.
One Senate Republican today saying that there's enough opposition to stop the process. Now, the House bill extends Trump's tax cuts, ends taxes on tips, and slashes spending for food stamps and Medicaid, which could leave millions of Americans without health insurance.
President Trump is delaying the 50% tariff on the European Union until July to buy time to negotiate. Authorities in New York City are searching for an accomplice in an alleged three-week torture of a man for his Bitcoin password. Says he was beaten and shocked and dangled off a ledge. Passengers zip-tied a guy who tried to open the Nippon Airways door mid-flight, Tokyo to Houston. They diverted to Seattle, where a second passenger became unruly waiting on the tarmac. This is ABC News. What a